This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I got the Vach. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim Yoimi, learning Shavir for Shalema, Shalom Yisrael ben Sarah Gittel. Okay, we're learning the Mitzvah Sa'aseh, and we are up to Mitzvah Hey. Mitzvah Sa'aseh Hey. Hey and Vav. V'lefamim oiv ha'idei kabalasu yasalashin har oiv achilas gam al mitzvah sa'aseh do'icheach to'icheach. Sometimes, by accepting Lashon Hara Rechilos, you're also over the mitzvah saseh of rebuke. Kugainim raya shechaveroi mascha l'saper loy begnus chaveroi. Let's say you see your friend starting to speak disparagingly about his friend. V'yoidea shedvarav yunishmam l'ha masaper. And you know that if you say something, he'll listen to you. V'afilu im safik loy bezeh. Or he might listen to you. You're obligated to rebuke him, so that he doesn't complete the deal and seal the deal and finish the sin. So if you know he'll listen, or if he might listen, you must say something. And if you don't say something, if you allow him to finish, you're definitely over the mitzvah saseh. As the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains, the mitzvah of hoichacha is koidem achet, it's not only after the chet. And this applies befanav, shaloi befanav. And this is a mitzvah on the makabel. It's not applicable to the masaper. The masaper can't say, the masaper can't say, I'm about to tell you lashon hara. I want to rebuke you, you shouldn't be makabelet. You know, that obviously wouldn't be a situation, but it's on the makabel. There's a footnote here. Let's say you make up in your mind that you'll rebuke him when he's done. That's not correct. You're going to let him eat the chazer and then tell him he shouldn't have done it? You should have stopped him in his tracks. How is it possible that if you'd see your friend eating the flesh of the swine, chas v'chalila, you're going to allow him to eat it, reliant on rebuking him after? Certainly, you're halachically obligated to rebuke him immediately. Maybe he'll accept. And he'll stop eating. Every kezayis is another lav. You're going to wait until he ate 9 kezayisim, then you're going to rebuke him? You should stop him in his tracks. V'chein b'didan, likewise in our case of Lashon Hara. Nami kol dibor v'dibor shagnus, every single word of disparagement to iser b'fnei atzmai is an iser by itself. Imloy shu raya, unless you see shem yanichenu l'gmar sipor, unless you realize that by letting him finish the story, it will be more possible, it will be easier to clarify before all the listeners, min hasipur hazeh gufa, from this story itself, shehu divrei hoitzah shem rab alma. Unless you need him to get it out to be able to show menei obey from his report that what he's saying is moitzi shemra. Or sometimes halachically you need to have him finish, because this is something that even though you're not allowed to believe, but you have to be concerned maybe it's true, right? Because halacha is you're not allowed to believe lashon hara, but you're allowed to be suspicious maybe it's true. As will be explained, God willing, all of this later on. Behuchos lashon hara klal vav. Aval, however, imuraya shurak divrei kinturin ba'alma al chaveroi. If let's say you don't need him to finish, because you know all he's doing is he's pouring out disparaging comments on his friend, irak divrei hito v'lag ba'alma mechaveroi, or he's just mocking his friend. Bevadei kol hamezareis atzma b'toychachdoi. Certainly, anyone who hastily runs b'taychachta to rebuke umeinel chaver mezeh, preventing his friend mitzvah rabahu. He's doing a great mitzvah. All of this is even if there are other listeners other than you. Meaning maybe you'll say, why is it my problem? I have to give him rebuke. I'm not the only listener. Let someone else rebuke. No, even if there are 9 other listeners, you're over the lav. Okay, regarding lefnei iver, so look earlier in the lavin, oistalin, and the ber mayim chayim, whether a recipient is oiver lifnei iver, if there are other listeners. That the Chavetz Chaim was masupik. The first listener is definitely oiver lifnei iver. Additional listeners, it's a question whether they're oiver lifnei iver. Halacha v'avchoza shekosavnu hu afilum im misapra divrei gnosa chaver bein alvein atzmai. All of the above lavin and assays are even if the Mesaper spoke the disparaging words on his friend privately between him and you. But let's say you attach yourself to groups of wicked people and Bali Lashon Hara in order to tell them words of disparagement, or to listen from them. So this is not just a private affair, but you're forming a group. You're also over the mitzvah sase to cling to tamid chachamim. Our chazal explain what this means is lehistabek b'chachmei haTorah, to cling to the sages of Torah, ulahasmid b'yeshivasam, and to diligently sit among them, b'chaloifin meho afanim, in all possible ways. So let's say there's a davening, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, you should be the person to accompany the Talmid Chacham home. Or you should be the one to walk them, to talk with them, to drive them, to spend time with them, in whatever capacity possible. Afilu lecha v'lishtoisim tamir chachamim, even to eat or drink with them. V'lasais prakmacha l'tamir chachamim, or to do business with them. U'lizdabek imam b'chol minei chibor, or to cling to them as much as possible. Why? V'akol k'dei sh'yumad m'maseyam, it's all in order to learn from their ways. L'chein therefore b'vad they certainly, mi sh'oise hepech zeh, one who does the opposite of this, that he clings to a group of the wicked, he's over this mitzvah saseh. So by forming a group to speak Lashon Hara, to listen to Lashon Hara, you are violating the mitzvah d'oraisa of associating with Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Chavetz Chaim in a footnote, v'kol shekein lefi ma shematza b'avnasein rabim. All the more so, what is common in our many sins, b'Shabbos Kodesh Achar Suda Shlishis, on Shabbos after Shalashudas, sheish kama kitos anoshim, there are a lot of groups that form before the Maariv. Haloim de Torah mistama masichim devarikim chayim. The learners, they're probably speaking about Torah. Shari anoshim, other people mistama masichim inyan havli olam. They're probably talking about emptiness, politik, sport, weather. Ubavadai mizgander alushanim dibre lashon har vahilus vleit sanas. Definitely, it will be rolling off their tongues. Lashon hara, frivolity, mockery. Imkein misha poireish mei abalei Torah. If you separate from the balei Torah, but you say, I don't know what the balei Torah are talking about. You don't have to know what they're talking about. If you leave the conversation of learning, and then you go and associate with those speaking chatter, to listen to them, their empty talk, they're over on this mitzvah saseh. Aside from being over on loisia achrei ram lerois, k'moshe kasavnu le'el b'lavin ois yad alef a'ayin sham, b'izdalin mashe kasavnu, v'shem tzavas Rabbi Elazar Hagadol alenyan zeh. V'afilu im ein lo yomi l'eschaber, even if you have no one to talk with. So now, let's say I don't have an option. If I don't associate with the schmoozers, I'm going to be an outcast. I'm going to be a loner. No, mitzvah rabba lachsaim piv. It's a great mitzvah to muzzle your mouth, v'leisha b'yachidi, and sit silently, v'loy leilech al kitois roisa elo, and not go to these bad groups. K'moy sh'amar razal, like Chazal tell us, k'rega v'rega sh'adam choseim piv. For every moment that a person muzzles his mouth, zoicha b'shviloy l'aragonos, he will merit, on account of muzzling his mouth, to the hidden light, she'ein kol malach u'briya yachal ashalar, that even an angel or no celestial creature could estimate the great reward for being shomer piv u'lashaynai. Wish everybody agitavach, agizintavach, amazal tekevach, kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.